560 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggeho, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An assembly committee has given the green light on the bill to fund American Family Field. The Assembly Committee on State Affairs passed the bill earlier today. Under the bill, the state would send $400 million to help improve the stadium over the next 30 years. The city and county of Milwaukee would send $5 million per year. It's unclear if the bill has enough support to pass the full assembly. Governor Evers said he would sign the bill if it made it to his desk. Republican leaders are not taking the idea of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz off the table, Terry Bell reports.
At least two of three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are recommending against pursuing impeachment. Nevertheless, today, Voss says he'll wait to see how the new Wisconsin Supreme Court justice rules on a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps.
If we see that the contributions that the Democratic Party made to her, expecting a result in that will certainly be something that we have to keep on the table because she will not live up to her oath.
Voss says Protasiewicz should have recused herself because of Democratic Party contributions and for allegedly prejudging the maps case in her campaign rhetoric. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Assembly is passing three bills to limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two bills would regulate participation in girls' and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Democrat Katrina Shelton says the bills like these hurt transgender kids who struggle with mental illness and thoughts of suicide.
We're talking about real lives and real pain and real suffering. And I would love, Mr. Speaker, if we could all simply agree today that we need to keep kids alive.
Republican Janelle Branchian says the bills are not about hate, but about fairness.
The physical differences at birth between boys and girls, men and women, is substantial. It's a substantial difference.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they pass the Senate. Wisconsin is one of only two states that aren't fully taking advantage of federal incentives to expand Medicaid coverage for new mothers and their babies, Mike Moen reports.
State Senator Joan Malwig is co-sponsor of a bill for the full 12 months of coverage, saying the current 90-day plan awaiting federal approval is helpful, but doesn't go far enough.
New moms, when they have to switch over to find other coverage, they're losing the care provider that they've had during their pregnancy.
The bill has cleared the state Senate with bipartisan support, and its sponsors are hopeful about its chances in the Assembly. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggeho, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't rule out impeaching newly elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Over the last week, two of the three former justices on Speaker Voss's panel to investigate impeachment proceedings recommended that impeachment not be pursued. At a press conference, Speaker Voss said, quote, "If they decide to inject their own political bias inside the process and not follow the law, we have the ability to go to the U.S. Supreme Court." A superior man who was convicted of second-degree intentional and unintentional homicide in Minnesota appeared in Douglas County Circuit Court yesterday on additional charges. 37-year-old Jacob Colt Johnson was found guilty by a Duluth jury for the murder of Ricky Balsimo Jr. in 2021. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Douglas County charges stem from Johnson and 43-year-old Robert Thomas West of South Range cutting up Balsimo's body and dumping it into Lake Superior. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks getting ready to unveil their new lineup. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have confirmed when they take on the Lakers in L.A. Sunday, it'll be the first time they team up Damian Lillard with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lillard picked up in that mega trade with the Portland Trail Blazers. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on his role during the game.
You're not reinventing the wheel. You know, your job is just to put them in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. They're team first people, so we're just lucky to have them.
Damian Lillard asked, is he confident that this matchup with Giannis is going to work?
I think when you put in winning first, and that's the reason I'm here, is to have opportunity to win. I think you got to come into it open-minded and understanding that it might take some sacrifice. You know, it usually does if you want to attain anything. So I also know that I'm joining his team, and I'm also here to enhance it.
Baseball fans in Texas excited. The Rangers swept the Orioles 3-0 to advance to the American League pennant against the Houston Astros. In the National League, the Diamondbacks became the first team ever